This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, then, the only winning move is not to let.
There's a certain type of person, like Adolf Hitler, that thinks they're invincible and wants to start big wars. And clearly, we've got some people in the neocon and top democratic echelons that just think they're invincible. And they want to dominate Russia. They want to dominate China. And there's other crazies like them on this, but on the other side, like North Korea. And they're the type of people that will destroy our world. We have another big global war. It's going to be nuclear. And then we're all bye. Bye. And people say, oh, well, it hadn't happened, you know, since nuclear weapons proliferated by the 1950s, so it's not going to happen. You know, statistically, and they've got algorithms that show this, the bigger the population, the more they proliferate weapons. It's like my dad was born in 1950. Now, is there a lesser or higher chance he's going to have a heart attack or get cancer as he gets older? As he approaches 70 years old. Same thing with my mother, born the same year. No, there's a bigger chance they'll get a heart attack or cancer, God forbid. Well, as you get more degenerate leaders and more nuclear weapons and more craziness and more, and we don't have these nuclear wars, and there's no racial memory of losing 21 million Russians or 21 million Germans. Funny, both sides killed the same number. That's why Steve Pachinik said, quite frankly, America wasn't in World War II. Both my grandfathers were. Both of them almost got killed. Yeah, it was real, but 600,000 dead Americans ain't 21 million dead Russians. The truth is, World War II was between the Russians and the Germans. We fought the Japanese, but they were a formidable adversary, but just different. Now, if you were going up Iwo Jima, if you were going up a hill, and you know, 10,000 Marines die going up one hill, damn right that's a war. I'm not lessening any of that. I almost don't exist. One grandfather, fighter pilot, crash-landed and almost died. The other one flew his missions and then got heat stroke, thank God, because three missions later he went on the plane. It blew up over Germany. But that isn't what traumatized him, was being in Italy. They put him over supply stuff, seeing all the starving kids and everything else. He never went to restaurants and ordered food again. I remember when I was a little kid, he wouldn't order food. Everything people didn't eat, he ate it. Kind of a good system. He got a little piece of what everybody had. So he saw starving children. See, there aren't people alive right now that have seen the big wars. Yeah, our veterans have seen it. And every veteran I talk to, including super right-wing people, super anti-Islamic folks, they say the Syria thing stinks bad. We need to stay out of it. We're on the wrong side. Obama started it. The neocons are for it. We're going to come back with your calls. We have a special guest joining us on the other side of this break, kind of the man of the hour right now. And then we will continue with your phone calls throughout the transmission. And then Paul Joseph Watson joins us from Her Britannic Majesty's London. By the way, he's going to be here next week co-hosting with me. and David Knight. So that's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the most censored site on the internet because it's so accurate. Spread that link.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Ron Paul has come out and said it was a false flag chemical attack. The former top British ambassador has come out and said that it was a false flag attack. Peter Ford, he said now the jihadis will launch more false flags and draw Trump in. Vladimir Putin has come out and said it, but it hasn't gotten any attention like Michael Savage, best-selling author, probably the number one or number two talk show host in the United States, coming on the broadcast right now exclusively. In about an hour, he hosts his own broadcast, despite the fact he's under the weather. His new best-selling book, Trump's War, warns on page 233, Trump's War Against the Deep State, and he warns in the chapter, I read the book a month ago, of them trying to get him into war. So, that's why they call him Dr. Savage. I won't go into all his degrees, medical degrees, you name it, but he exclusively joins us here, Zero Hedge. Drudge Report has it. Michael Savage turns on Trump, says Syrian gas attack was false flag. I don't think it's turning on Trump. It's warning Trump. Maybe I'm wrong, but CNN saying he's turned on Trump. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I haven't gotten his total view on this, but Dr. Savage of MichaelSavage.com, am I wrong to say you haven't turned? You're desperate.
Trump, that's the vermin in the left
trying to divide and conquer once again. It's the garbage of the world in the media.
Absolutely.
The trash, the filth, the sludge. I never turned on Trump. Now, I don't know whether we can reach Trump. That's the problem. I don't know who he's listening to.
Well, I did talk to, let's just say, I did get what the president thought this week, and I'll tell you later. I know you just had dinner with him a few weeks ago, but let's just, you've got the floor, sir. So just roll this out. Why you're so concerned?
We're not the only ones who see this. Let's start with all the people you mentioned, but let's go the other way. Who is supporting this? The worst people on the planet are saluting Trump. Tareed Zachariah, Mr. Crazy Eyes, Lindsey Graham, the weirdest man in the history of the Senate, John McCain, the psycho, when he speaks, you could see insanity. They're all saluting Donald Trump. These are the people we hated before the election. These are the people we rejected during the election. Now they're on Trump's side, along with the crypto pseudo conservatives in the radio business who hold themselves up as great conservatives who are screaming for war. Alex, the world is upside down. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. One of the greatest lines ever written, something I've carried with me since I'm 18 years old. If you can keep your head while all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. Alex, we are being tested like we have never been tested before. I don't know how we come out of this, because I don't know if Donald Trump is listening to a word anyone is saying to him other than this inner cadre around him. Somebody has turned him. Now, let's look at the big picture. In the period of only 1 week, because of a few propaganda photos of a terrible tragedy conducted by we don't know whom, the president has now launched wars and threatened wars against three nations, China, Russia, North Korea. But more than that, did you see, Alex, here's the strangest part of it all. For a smart man, why would he conduct these absurd limp-wristed missile strikes while the Chinese guests are sitting with him at Mar-a-Lago? Does anyone not understand protocol? Do they not understand diplomacy? Do they understand that's probably one of the greatest breaches of diplomacy I've ever seen in my lifetime? This was like saying to the Chinese, hello, small, stupid men with shiny heads. Are you enjoying my meal? Well, F you, because I've just launched missiles. Now what do you have to say about it? What kind of presidency is this?
I will agree. I will agree. It's very, very, very provocative.
Well, you're being more diplomatic than I, which is saying an awful lot. Maybe it's because I have the flu and I have a fever and I'm not thinking clearly.
No, you're thinking very clearly. In fact, every veteran I talk to, every person I talk to, I'd say 85% of the audience is absolutely freaked out about what's happening. And I'll tell you who he listens to. I'll tell you who Trump listens to. Late at night, they've taken his phone away. They only let negative stuff go on Twitter. He doesn't get any positive comments there. He would do feedback there. He listens to Michael Savage. He listens to InfoWars. He looks at Drudge Report, probably more than us combined. Let's just say it. So,
Alex, hold on. How does he listen to me if I'm off the air?
He goes and finds clips on YouTube, I know for a fact. The point is that he does listen to you. I got a phone call this weekend from somebody, I'll just leave it at that, saying we're not going to do a no-fly zone. We're not going to have war. Rex Tillerson is going to come out and dial this back. Some people have been speaking on their own, and notice Tillerson's now done that. I said that Sunday. I said that Monday. It's now happened. I don't want to sit here and brag and try to sound big, but just he is listening to you. So speak directly to the president. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Well, hello, President Trump. You said I should live another 25 years when you put your arm around me at Mar-a-Lago. I hope you mean it, because I can use another 25 minutes the way I feel. My feeling is this. Tillerson is misleading you. I have no idea why people don't see through that man. It seems to me that it's so plain that you don't have to be a genius to see what happened here. What does ExxonMobil gain if they cut Syria out of the gas lines that are running out of the Middle East to Europe? What does ExxonMobil gain by that, Alex? That's the whole story in a nutshell. It's another war for oil. It's all over again. It's the same thing as 1999. Remember when Bill Clinton was mercilessly bombing the Serbian people?
Yes. For the Muslims.
I wrote an article. In 1999, the oily tracks run through Kosovo. It was a little-noticed article. My heart was broken because Bill Clinton engaged in 78 of the worst days of my life until now, where Bill Clinton mercilessly bombed Serbia. He blew up hospitals. He blew up train stations. He blew up every bridge on the Danube River for one reason. and that was to steal Kosovo from the Serbs to permit an oil pipeline to run through Kosovo. What's even worse about that story is the same exact elements that are now on the side of war were on the side of war then. And the same sane people and rational people who cared for the stability of the earth, for the stability of their families, were against that insane act by Bill Clinton. I have not changed my position. It's the same exact thing. We cannot let crazed businessmen who put their bottom line ahead of the survival of the planet, and I'm talking about Rex Tillerson, to rule this nation. Did you vote for Rex Tillerson?
No.
Was his name on the goddamn ballot?
No.
Did you ever hear of that Cro-Magnon?
No.
Who ever heard of that throwback? Where did he come from? Where the hell did that throwback come from? That lowbrow. Looks like he crawled out of a pit somewhere.
Eddie Munster?
We can say all the things we want. I did not elect him to the presidency. I didn't kill myself for a year. I have total faith in Donald Trump. And I'll repeat right now what I said to him. I would do anything for that man. I have total faith in him. But I don't understand how he cannot see through all the president's men. They're misleading him. They're taking him down a road he cannot come back.
Absolutely. That's what my...
Alex, if he loses you and he loses me, tell me what happens next.
That they'll destroy him, and he has to know that his base is upset. But let's expand on that. The British ambassador, I want to ask you this question, to Syria said, listen, it's not that Assad's perfect. We're on the side of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're celebrating this. They're going to stage more stuff. They got caught in 2013. They got caught last year. It's official. They videotaped it. These jihadis want to be rock stars. They videotaped launching the chemical attacks. It wasn't sarin. It was chlorine gas because the doctors are taking care of them without gloves. And Putin has come out and said it's a false flag. And he says more is planned. And that's what the British ambassador and Putin, who are smart, are saying is, we don't want war. We want to de-escalate this. What are you going to do now, Trump, when the jihadis stage more stuff, this time in Aleppo or in the suburbs of Damascus, and then the right-wing, you know, left-wing neocons, whatever you want to call them, rhinos, the warmongers like McCain and Graham, say, President, you've got to do something. They have painted him into a corner.
What more do you need to know than the crazy eyes of him? Let's look at the man with the craziest, most deceitful eyes in media.
Zacharias.
Zachariah, one of the sickest looking faces I've ever seen. If you were to create a puppet of deceit and hatred for America, it would be Fareed Zachariah.
Yeah, Fareed Zachariah.
Congratulating Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham, one of the most twisted sisters in the history of the Senate. A totally twisted Nancy. Is now encouraged by the Trump administration. John McCain, who looks like what he is, a totally sad, broken man, walking around like the puppet of the defense establishment, saluting him. And listen to this, Alex. Again, you don't have to be a genius to add up the pieces. All of the never-Trumpers, the Weekly Standard crowd, all the never-Trumpers are now saluting him. How is that possible? How did this happen? Who was advising our great president? I killed myself. I sacrificed my career to help the people go up, to help motivate the people who were nice. See, here's the thing is, I got people who sat out elections to go out and vote for him.
I agree.
That's the whole point, and so did you. These are the people who gave up on the system a long time ago. We saw an outsider. Why did I push so hard for Donald Trump? I defined it in one of my books by saying, life with Trump, death with Clinton. I said, one thing alone amongst all is why I'm pushing for Trump, and that is we will not have a war with Russia.
Well, I'll say this, Mr. Savage, of MichaelSavage.com and WorldNet Daily. Whatever happens here, you have children, angry children, I have children. We've proven we're moral. Look at the left cheerleading and Pelosi and all the usual suspects coming out, not just, you know, Fareed Zakaria, not just George Soros, but all the usual suspects, the worst people like Chuckie Schumer and all them are praising him. Is sitting there when they want to destroy him. He's delivered on jobs, delivered on the border, delivered on $3 trillion in the stock market, done all these great things. And then his enemies come out and say this and do this. And I know you don't want to get into it and talk about it, but I read your book in full. I only read two chapters. I got it the day before you came on a month ago. Trump's war against the deep state. You called it. I mean, it's true. You said it'll be them trying to start a war, them trying to block him. That'll be his greatest test. That's the last chapter in your book, Trump's War, that everybody should read. Shame on the left, because if the left was really, you know, cared, they're criticizing you and I don't know if you know this, on CNN last night and today, actually attacking us that we don't want a war and saying we're a bunch of un-American crap.
Well, let me say this to you. I have a chapter called Trump's War Against the War Machine in Trump's War. And I call not a man of war. And I describe the liberal warmongers, the neocons, the war profiteers, and I give a battle plan. I was afraid this day might come. But it takes a strong man to make peace and a weak man to make war. It is not a mark of strength to go to war, especially when our military is depleted. Now, let's look at that. We all know the military is depleted. The president knows that. And now what? With threatening China and Russia and North Korea at once? When half our planes on aircraft carriers are inoperable? What in the hell is going on here? Who is leading here? Who is making these decisions? I want to say something on a strictly commercial level. My book, Trump's War, became number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Alex, with zero appearance on Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. Never mind all of the other channels.
That shows the decline of their power.
Not only the decline of their power, Alex, I went on your show, Drudge linked it. That was all I needed. Why? I don't need a new car. I'm not looking to buy a new car. I'm looking to save the nation.
You want to change the world. You love your children just like I do. It fundamentally pisses you off. Exactly. And what does that tell you? I go on Fox. So they still had me on a few times. They wanted me to do a show and stuff. No response. I go on your show. You play a clip of my show. You have Paul Watson on. We get millions of people visiting the site. I know you get that with us because we're the real media. And here's the problem, Dr. Savage. Google has banned us off Google ads. David Brock is bragging that they've got all these people boycotting all our sponsors. We've lost almost all of them. We think God, we sell our own products. And I'm not bitching to the audience, but here's the deal. Just like your book on China got banned from distribution, we are under attack. Do folks know that we have the big audience? We're fighting. And the listeners need to know we're not the types to whine. But my God, are we getting censored?
Alex, again, talking commercially, because a lot of people are listening who don't know these things. The ratings just came out in streaming radio shows. My show is number one in the country, beating the great Rush Limbaugh by a huge number.
On a bunch of platforms.
Rush Limbaugh. Let's talk about him for a minute. How in the world does this man not understand what he sounds like?
It's very sad. Well, I tuned in the other day, and I thought he was saying he was against it. Then he said, oh, I'm playing devil's advocate. Then he did an hour for it. And I just, I don't want to, go ahead and say.
Let's not even talk about him. It's sad to watch a clown like that fall off the high wire. Alex, what are we going to do to get our message across to Donald Trump? Does he even care what we have to say?
Let me tell you, he listens. The problem is,
why don't we ask him, if you have access, I don't. I live out in Nowhereville. Way on the West Coast. No one cares what I think.
I guarantee you, if I tell Trump you want to meet him in Mar-a-Lago next weekend, quite frankly, I was with a family trip in Hawaii, and I don't want to, the media goes crazy with this, so I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say I could have gone. I just literally was family, and I couldn't do it. But believe me, sir, he absolutely loves you, and you know that. You already had dinner with him. If you want to go visit Trump, I mean, you can snap your fingers. I'll make a phone call, and it'll happen.
Well, I don't want to snap fingers. I would.
No, I don't mean that arrogantly. I'm just saying he'd love to meet with you.
I would love to visit him, not in Mar-a-Lago, but in the White House. That's what I would like to do. And I would fly across the country. I'm getting over the flu right now. I fought it off with my own nutrients, by the way. I haven't had the opportunity of taking yours. I'll tell you the truth. I could use some of that selenium right now. I'm pretty depleted. I feel like a depleted uranium shell.
You've been working hard at 75.
Depleted uranium shell, Alex. Look, people think this is a joke, and they think we do this just for effect.
It's gallows.
Or books. Alex, I know listening to your show that your heart's in it. And anyone listening to me knows that my heart is in this. I don't know how to rescue the president from his advisors. Something went wrong, and it happened last week. There must be some way to sit down with him and say, please, Mr. President, please, in your vast array of people who you listen to, please listen to those who help make you what you are. We're not wrong. We're not crazy. We're not against you. Why are you listening to the Never Trumpers who are pretending they're for you now? They're leading you into a blind out of which you'll never return.
And that's key. We're not asking for anything but freedom and not having war and lower taxes. We're not the sycophants that tried to destroy him, that he tried to co-opt by giving power, and instead they're beginning to co-opt him. In fact, that's a key point, Dr. Savage, before we end this segment, I know you've got to go, is that he's just surrounded. They have all this national security stuff. They took his phone away. They did all this other stuff I'm not liberty to get into. And
well,
he is.
They took his phone away.
They took his cell phone away, claiming it would be a violation of national security. And I don't know why he let him do it, because that's what he used to call me on. Now if he calls people up, Priebus is on the phone. When Trump calls you now, Priebus goes, "This is Rens Priebus. Alex, will you talk to Trump?" Or, "Well, Roger, it's Priebus. Will you talk?" And then they sit there on the phone because he's the president. So, "Sir, we have to do this to make sure the Russians aren't doing it." And they even tried to keep me from the inauguration, telling Trump he's a Russian. They bully him with this. So I think he struck Syria so they stopped saying the Russia thing.
I can't go into what he did, but there's always a way out of something you do once you realize that it's not required to go down the road 100%. In other words, let's say it's done. What's done is done. For God's sake, stop beating the war drums. There are consequences to it. What I'm afraid of is, Alex, I could go on for another hour, which I will do when I'm on my own show, but World War II is very telling. We all hear that Japan attacked Pearl Harbor precipitously and without warning, that it was a sneak attack. People don't know the prelude to that. Japan had been starved for natural resources.
Cutting off their oil.
Cut off their oil. Pushed them up against the wall. They had been our ally before that. Now what do we want to do now? Turn Russia into our greatest enemy once we hit them with more sanctions and cut off their revenue supply, revenue source from oil?
When they're reforming.
Well, what do you think Russia's going to do, for God's sakes?
That's why the left is so angry. They're now a Christian nation. I hate it. In closing, since you said it, if you're an astute guy, obviously, Michael Savage, Dr. Michael Savage, michaelsavage.com, joining us. Let me ask you this question. What is it that happened last week? I know his daughter and others did come and put pressure on him. They said, you know, you've got to do this to show you're strong. I think Tillerson and others have kind of backed off the day off war drums. So I think what you're saying, others are saying, is having an effect. But what do you think it was happened a week ago, Dr. Savage?
Oh, goodness, you're asking me. I don't know. I wasn't there. The president is a good-hearted man. That's the problem. I'm a soft-hearted man and a good-hearted man. So you show me a picture of two babies or three babies who were dead. Of course I'm going to have compassion for them. But now you connect it to someone who didn't do it, you might hit the wrong target. So before we act again, for God's sakes, let's look at the pictures all over again. Who did it? We don't know who done it. You know, I was the first one in the media to say it didn't look like sarin gas. I do have a PhD, by the way, partly in epidemiology from one of the great universities. A real doctor, and I'm the only one in the radio business who has any background in science.
That's right. Speak to that. I don't have degrees like you do, medical degrees, but you're right. I mean,
but it does come in handy when you're dealing with science illiterates in the media who don't even put two and two together. I was the first one to say, for God's sakes, wait a minute, all of these people, the first responders, are there without gloves, some of them in sandals, and it's supposed to be a sarin gas attack? They would be dead within minutes. That's number one. Number two, it didn't look like it was sarin gas. It did not look like a nerve agent. It looked like a chlorine-based agent, which doesn't make it any less ugly. But that means the whole story is a lie. From top to bottom, one last point, and I know we both have to go. On my show today, I have both Pat Buchanan, who is brilliant, agrees with us. I also have another man who agrees with us, who was one of the chief, his name is Lawrence Wilkerson. No one ever heard of him.
I've heard of him.
United States Army colonel. But he was chief of staff to Colin Powell during the 2003 false flag invasion of Iraq.
The fake anthrax reports.
Thank you. Wilkerson says this is another repeat of Iraq all over again. The same exact story.
Oh, Michael, we got 30 seconds left, but they already have ground troops on the ground in Syria. The media then says that's a conspiracy theory, even though a month ago they admitted Marines, artillery, army, this is crazy. In 20 seconds, closing comment, Michael Savage.
I pray for Donald Trump. He's our only chance. It's why we all work so hard for him. I pray to God he understands that we're all fighting the same war as he is. But his greatest war right now is a war for the truth. And I hope to God if he hears this message, Alex, will listen to Alex Jones and Michael Savage to stop the war before it gets worse.
He is doing your live in 30 minutes at michaelsavage.com and stations across the country. Michael, let me say bye to you in the break. I know you have the flu. Thank you for the explosive. We'll be back with calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They say you can't take on the man and win. That one small company doesn't stand a chance against the corporate behemoths with all their money and lawyers. But they don't know Harry's. How's Harry's done it? Simple. By owning the factory and selling directly to you. Harry's sells their incredible razor blades online. They ship directly from their site to you and do it for a lot less. And while those other guys rake in huge profits, Harry's passes the savings directly back to you. The result? A quality shave and more money in your pocket. Don't believe it? Try Harry's for yourself, for free. Just pay $3 in shipping when you sign up. Your set comes with a razor, shave gel, travel cover, and a post-shave balm. That's an almost $20 value, free. There's no catch and no commitment. You can cancel anytime. And quality is always guaranteed. So go to Harry's.com now and enter code 5000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 5000. Again, 5000.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sin. Where is the pathetic, evil, warmongering left? As myself, Michael Savage, and others, Ron Paul, Drudge Report to a certain extent, try to stop World War III. Not because we're heroes, we like our kids having a future. And you sit there and you call us warmongers. You call us racist, all this made-up crap. They call me anti-Semitic. In the foreword. And all these other big Jewish publications. Whenever I talk about George Soros being a Nazi collaborator. What's crazy is they even show clips of what I say in the article. Like I did something wrong. Something against George Soros. And because I'm not against Israel. It's like I think they have authority because of the New York Times, the Washington Post, or the Foreword, or Vanity Fair, because they're mainstream media, that if they just say it, it is. I learned a long time ago with bullies. They'd sit there and punch me in the face and think I was going to fall over. Well, I didn't fall over. They're like, you didn't fall over. I was like, no, and now you're going to fall over. Truth is, I wish well on everybody, whether they're in Israel or Iran or Japan or Venezuela. When I see somebody falling down and somebody not doing well, I don't feel good. And I have a soft side that tends to get me then to sell out my own personal freedom to try to save somebody. But you learn you can't save a drowning person if they're trying to claw you under and push you down. When I was a little kid, we had a German Shepherd. He was a great dog named Nunk. Got hit by a car when I was a little kid. But you couldn't take that dog to the lake. In fact, you couldn't take him to a friend's house with a swimming pool because the dog was in the house. It'd bust down, you know, the screen door to get to you and would claw you thinking you were drowning. Kind of the reverse of someone trying to push you under when you save them. It was the other way around. And look, none of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers, but I just want prosperity and to see a future for humanity. And I see CNN going, oh, look at the alt-right's all upset. Trump's starting all these wars. How dare you not be for wars? And I'm just like, you people have no soul. You're corporate shills. Fox News is like the World War III channel right now. At least China and North Korea threaten people. Syria didn't start this war, didn't do jack diddly squat except be a place where Jews, Christians, and all sects of Muslims could live in peace. And women went to college and could be doctors. And I talked to all the ambassadors and CIA people that have been there. They tell me after Jordan, it's the best place in the Middle East other than Israel for having some basic freedom. People want to bash Israel all day. So I just weigh Israel like I weigh other countries, and I go, okay, Israel is this tiny piece of land, and then Saudi Arabia has more wealth than any other country probably for their elite. Not per capita wealth, but for their elite. Per capita wealth would be like South Korea. Overall wealth would be something like Switzerland, the United States after that, but For wealth of elites, I mean, Saudi Arabia is, they got like 30,000 princes or something. I'm going to your calls in a moment. And the average one is like $5 million a year. The big ones get billions a year. Hundreds of princes get billions a year. Oh, you're a prince. Here's billions of dollars. They've got whole cities, for whatever reason we don't know, that are air-conditioned. Big plastic tents that are like three-bedroom houses. They can house millions of people. And they don't take one refugee, and then they sit there and they lecture Israel how they should take, quote, Palestinians, and that just means Arabs getting out of their countries and going to Israel. It's not that I'm even against Israel or for Israel. I don't say that like I'm on some fence. I get to see the Jewish newspapers in Israel attack me all day and make crap up. Because I'm not anti-Israel like George Soros. I mean, I get it. I can't be allowed to have any credibility. I'm not George Soros. I mean, I understand. I just know Israel isn't running the world. The globalists are running the world. I just get so sick of the pseudo-intellectuals sitting back going, hey, Alex, tell us how Israel runs your life, or the Vatican, or let me tell you what runs my life. My conscience runs my life. My conscience is so strong that even though some things probably aren't good for my family, I do the right thing no matter what's going on. And that's not because I'm some wonderful person. I've got an operating system that I'm not a dirtbag psychopath. And when I do things that aren't perfectly right, but I want to do because of the flesh, I'm guilty for that. I don't want to talk about myself all day, but, you know, when you're being attacked in 100-plus newspapers a day, every day, sometimes 1,000 newspapers, sometimes 5,000, sometimes every paper in the country, they're so controlled, and every major NBC, ABC, CBS, NBC affiliate will attack me and lie about me, and I've got to sit there, and I got to take it, and I got to take weak-minded people on the street that don't know that's a lie, and I got to sit there and watch them disdain me and hate me. And it doesn't hurt me when they're hating me because of my ego. It hurts me because they're deceived. And I think about what it'd be like to be them because they're slaves. You know how I get over it? Austin, Texas is a big site of homeless people because the city doesn't run them off. And they've gotten rid of the mental institutions the last 20, 30 years. So there's schizophrenics and people all over the streets. And almost every major four-way stop in downtown Austin, but way out 20 miles outside the city, has got schizophrenics begging for money. And they're so whacked out of their brain half the time, they're not even asking for money. I don't give money to the con artists that are out there, but I see somebody missing their legs or whatever, a diabetic, I give them some money, but I see those schizophrenics. They're having arguments with themselves. They're talking to the wind. And I realize, here I am conscious, aware of geopolitical systems, tied into things probably nobody else is. Very few, let's just put it to you that way. Not on a power trip to say that, but because I followed this path this far down. And then deeper I go, the connections, the discernment, the trust I have of people only intensifies. Now look at the public. And they're like mentally ill schizophrenics talking to themselves. When somebody makes fun of me in a restaurant or comes over and knocks my drink over with my family, or somebody slaps me in the back of the head, and I'm at the beach with my kids, says, "Hey, racist, I'm gonna beat your ass, you Trump supporter." I cannot get up now and take them down because I realize they're a victim. And I don't take any pleasure in that. But I'll tell you this. Before we go to Dominique and everybody else has been holding like patriots. I realized something that is fundamental to our species and this planet and this great experiment we're part of. If the species is destroyed through war, genetic engineering, natural disaster, everything our species did before us, everything our ancestors did to survive is destroyed. And so for me, we're in a long-term war for humanity to escape the planet. Planet's beautiful. I love it. Just like I loved my mommy when I was 6 years old. But when I was about 6 years old, she kicked me off her lap and said, "You can't be a mama's boy now. You don't get any more love because you're going to be a man." And that's what it comes down to. We're going to leave this planet. We're meant to. And our destiny is right there in our hands right now. The whole future, unlimited. Humans cannot even imagine what is in store for us. Our progeny will look back if we're successful on us as the heroes that laid the cornerstone for everything we do after this that is unlimited. We have to escape this test. If we destroy ourselves, there'll be other tests. The people like Lindsey Graham, people like John McCain, they want temporal power now. They want control. They want to show the planet they're in charge. Instead of chivalry and honor and building something true. Not because others won't stab you in the back, but because you're going to trailblaze the path to the future. You look at China, you look at North Korea, you look at the things that are happening, and you can see how much danger this planet is in. That's why I get guilty when I get angry or say things tongue-in-cheek or my dog dies. My dog had just died the night before. Blood pouring out his nose and mouth. I'm not complaining. I'm telling the story My dog had just died the night before. I've been up all night long, burying the next day at my parents. They were on vacation. It was their dog that used to be my dog staying with me. Blood was pouring out. He was dying. He chased the cat around for hours playing, had a heart attack, died, aneurysm, whatever it was. Blood was coming out. And I shouldn't have gone to work that day, and I shouldn't have been up that night. The tireder I am, the more I work, at like 11 o'clock at night saying, you call me a Russian agent, I'll punch you in the nose and all this stuff. That was me just sad about my dog. Because the truth is, somebody calling me stuff I'm not doesn't even really make me that mad. But the reason I get at all this is that there's a very good chance we're going to destroy ourselves. There's a very good chance we're going to have a nuclear winter and that 6 billion people are going to die. And I guess the meek in the South Pacific, if the war isn't too intense, might live. They'll have radiation poisoning deformities, but they're going to survive. So I guess the meek will inherit the earth. And I guess like the Bible says, you know, 2/3 of the planet will be killed. And I'm just a little guilty that I don't have a strong enough flesh to convince my family to leave. But here I am, just a normal guy who believes in humanity, a throwback, trying to stop nuclear war like Michael Savage. Because we like going to restaurants, we know. We like going out on boats in the water. And we like seeing our kids. And we like having friends. And we don't want to kill the Russians. We don't want to kill the Chinese. We don't want anything. And then we look at those that are seeking power who never even had power. They're like functionaries in a big blind beast, a corporate, hungry, seeking creature directed by millions of souls that are unconscious, just looking for salvation and believing if they dive down some rat hole into hell, they might find absolution and nirvana or Valhalla, and all they'll find is a twilight of the gods, which is the end of humanity. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to make this very brief. If you want to see us grow in the face of enemy attacks, I mean, there we are, you know, on the stage, in the arena, under attack. Water filtration systems, 40% off. We've never done that. X2, super good halogen out there running out, 25% off. Other products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Just support us and we'll build. We'll move forward. We got the children's toothpaste. It's fluoride-free with the iodine and everything, silver, it's all there. It's excellent. The pink, super blue. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. But I want to apologize to Dominique for holding so long. So you're on the air, Dominique. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Alex, for taking my call. I just want to say, Denise and iodine, thanks for that sale. And then also the bubblegum toothpaste. I can't believe them. Both of my kids absolutely love it. And we're going to definitely become consistent customers with that. Right now, I believe that we're at a fork in the road with President Trump. And you know, he's done a lot of great things, like you said. The best thing that I've seen him do is, you know, the takedown of the pedo gate. And we need to stay on that topic. That's an amazing thing.
What's the thing about Trump? He won't brag about military operations, pedo gate. Anything he does, he'll say silly things like, oh, what a great crowd, what a great ratings, but he won't. He really is. That's the paradox. What do you say about that? He's doing so good domestically, so good on our jobs, that I can't believe he's done so good. And then on the other side, now this war. I mean, what do you think?
That's what's strange is that he's doing so many great things domestically. But I think that if he continues with this war, if he continues and then puts troops on the ground and then starts an actual war with them where there's more Syrian lives lost, you know, our mutual enemy is ISIS and Al-Qaeda. in that area. So we should be helping them.
That's right. Syria didn't start the war. Saudi Arabia did. I'm not a warmonger, but if Trump, I woke up and he launched strikes on Riyadh, taking out the royals, I would just be like, you know what? It's the right thing to do. We shouldn't be doing it, but no, we're going to take out the regime that's tolerant, that didn't start a war.
Yeah, they protect Christians over there. One of the only countries in the Middle East, Muslim countries in the Middle East that do that. And
they're crypto Christians. More than half, they're crypto Christians, bro. That's why the elite one's gone. They're crypto Christians. They all secretly go pray at churches. Assad's a Christian. That's why they hate him.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, I was thinking, we were talking last night with a friend of mine online, and he was, he said, you know, oh, well, I think that Trump's being blackmailed. And I said, yeah, but he was talking about some kind of, you know, prostitution thing. And I said, come on, man, really, Trump with prostitution? No, it's probably some.
He's being blackmailed with his people. I'm going to hold you over. Stay there. I want to hear what you think. Stay there. It's Trump being blackmailed with normal activity of his advisors, but they're going to spin it that they're all Russians. That's what they've got as communications with the Russians when he was president-elect. That's what he's being blackmailed with. So he's told, Mr. President, hit this. They agreed to get rid of the chemicals. They didn't. Hit it. You look strong ahead of your meeting with China. He went with that. As long as he stays there, he's fine, which he's now signaling. That's the good news. I'm going to come back to Dominic. I promise. Patrice, you're up next. Then Hans, then Matt, then Jason in Germany. I'm going to do 5 minutes the next hour. Then Paul, Joseph Watson from London, England, coming up. The War Horse.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4040. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here comes that topic, come, groove it up.
apologize for being here late. I'm working on breaking news as we speak. I'm going to get to all the callers before Paul Watson comes on. He's going to be here next week with us in studio. Really look forward to that. Wow, I don't even know how I'm supposed to go off air, though. There's so much happening. I want to go to your calls. Fireballs spotted off California coast during unusual Navy anti-sub patrol. DrudgeReport.com is linked to our article that shows the anti-submarine planes that are never seen out there right off the SEAL Team base there in San Diego. But we've got reports of that, the planes flying around, the anti-submarine aircraft. Here it is. And then now you've got these fireballs. It's clearly looks like a test missile. I mean, if that isn't a test missile or dummy missile going into the coastline there, nothing is. So we've got North Korea testing and openly threatening Japan. Now we've got China. In fact, I've asked Kit to add the test like 5-6 years ago. Remember that big off the coast? It was a Chinese missile test from a submarine. Unusual Navy patrol sparks fear of foreign sub off California coast. Infowars.com. Fireball spotted off California coast during unusual Navy anti-sub patrol. Let's go to the Infowars.com article. Because I asked him to add the old photo of the daytime launch that went on right in the same spot. So if that isn't a test of an ICBM, that's an intercontinental ballistic missile, of a sea-launched missile that can either be into the atmosphere and back in or not going into the stratosphere. We're going to be breaking all that down here today, obviously, in the next hour. That's a Kit Daniels story on Infowars.com. Dominic, go ahead and finish your point. Thanks for holding.
Thank you so much, Alex. One other quick thing I wanted to let you guys know that on Chrome, on Google Chrome, I usually tune into Infowars on the your actual website and then play the live video there, and it keeps dying out maybe about an hour in it'll just cut out, and then I have to reboot it. I have to start the website all over again and have it come back on. So that's why I've been watching it on Facebook.
Sure, that might be a bug, but they're blocking us. They admit they're blocking us. They admit they're not showing us in search results. They're not letting our articles get out. They're blocking us from advertising. So, but they can't stop you sharing the leaks with friends, family, neighbors via your emails. That's the key, brother.
And I absolutely am going to do that. Again, one thing that I definitely think that he's got to do is get rid of Kushner. That guy's got to go. He just looks evil. I mean, you look at the guy, he looks sinister. He definitely has another agenda. But, you know, with all these appointments like McMaster's and, now they're talking about Valerie Jarrett and then lessening Bannon's influence on because Bannon was put in there to keep the campaign promises. And now, you know, we're hearing things that he's, you know, giving him less and less strength every day. So
that's exactly what's going on. Dominic, God bless you. Great point. I'm going to come back and I'm going to go directly to Patrice. Please stay there, Patrice. 70 seconds. I'm going right to you. And Jason in Germany. Hans, Matt, everybody, I'm going to go to all your calls for Paul Watson comes on, whatever it takes. Briefly, we are offering the Nomad Pro Pure water filter at 40% off gravity fed filter. We've never gone to 40% off. I don't know why they're doing it. It's a loss leader. It's $129. Amazing system. Cuts out all the garbage, stainless steel, sits on your tabletop. This is a loss leader. Infowarsstore.com. Please support the broadcast. We are the tip of the spear. Thanks to your prayers, your support. So we're all in this together. Stay with us. Hour number 4 coming up. Spread the link. Infowars.com/show.